Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we taught that things written in the Old Testament are written for our example. Listen closely as we continue with that thought today.
The Bible says,
back in Nahum, here, you remember back into chapter 1, verse 10. For while they be holden together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunk, they shall be devoured as stubble, fully dry. I find that quite interesting. Yes, it was drunken. Here, it's the great honorable men. We New Testament people need to trust and learn from it. You say, well, we're under the New Testament. That's Old Testament. Oh, do you think that this verse in the New Testament is a lie? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 11. Now, these things were our examples to the intent. Ye should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Verse 11, now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So all those things of the Old Testament, Lord, trying to warn us not to go that same direction. But history has proven men don't learn from history. Even many people that name the name of Christ don't listen to what history is saying to them as God tries to speak to their heart. The great and honorable men did not stop to help the women and children here in Nineveh. It is only the Lord who says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, they may have been the honorable men, but they were not God's men. And in danger, they forsook the women. Don't forsake him as Nineveh did, and in the tribulation in Revelation 6, when men should turn to God, they turn to their own ways and their own device. It's still going to fail. So we see their wisdom deficit, but we also see their weak defense. Verse 12 again says, all thy strongholds shall be like fig trees with first ripe fig. They shall be shaken. They shall fall, even fall into the mouth of the eater. Now, there is no defense once God begins to judge. That is also true once he begins to chasten his people. In this verse, God tells them what is going to happen before it does. History tells us that every stronghold has vanished and is covered with sand. In Nineveh, men tried to hide from him, but they couldn't. But God hid Nineveh in the sand. Do you realize it wasn't until the 19th century that Nineveh was found as to where it was, and only in part? In their archaeology, they've only found it in part. Now, in the 21st century, still much of it is not found, although they know where it was. So there is a correlation to see jumping the years of time to the tribulation in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. And I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig when she is shaken of a mighty wind. It was bad in Nineveh, but my friend, in the tribulation, the entire earth will convulse. Huge meteorites will pelt the earth. The earth will seem to bounce as a ball. Matter of fact, I think if you look at Isaiah chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, we see that it correlates here with Revelation chapter 6 that I just read. It says, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. When he arises to shake terribly the earth, in that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship. They'll cast them to the mold, to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Oh, yes, my friend. Judgment is coming. And judgment begin at the house of God. Are you prepared to meet thy God? Are you prepared to meet God? If judgment begins at the house of God, as 1 Peter 4, verse 17 says, verse 18 says, what shall happen to those that know not God? Those that don't have Christ as their Savior, what's going to happen? So we see in the Revelation 6 passage, in the Isaiah passage, as in our text, verse 12, the stronghold are like first ripe figs falling, shaken, and they fall. And by the way, the idea of shaken is to be violently cast down. What they trusted in, their security is not reliable as the Lord and God. Jesus Christ, our Savior, who will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But doesn't this also remind us of Revelation 20, 14, and 15? And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Oh, my friend, it's a rough time. Cast to the lake of fire. The Lord has told that it will happen, and he's telling us that is going to happen before it does. Just as he did about Nineveh before their destruction, and Israel before they went back into captivity a second time. My friend, if you're not sure of your salvation, you need to make sure. Now, the mouth of the eater shows us one other thing. Once eaten, it never returns. So too, the man in hell, once cast into that eternal lake, as a fig cast from the tree, the man in hell will never escape. He will never cease to exist. He'll be tormented day and night forever and ever. And something else for us to see. What the residents of Nineveh are experiencing. And that experience is for a day. And that's a rough day. I mean, can you imagine with all of the things they do, how evil it is, what they did to the women and the children and so forth? Can you imagine what's going on in the terror? But it's for a day. The man cast into the lake of fire, the man in hell, experiences it forever and ever. The outpouring of God's wrath. That's why this world needs a witness. Oh, my friend, I think of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man says, I am tormented in that flame. Here it is, 2,000 years later, and friend, that rich man is still tormented in that flame. Are you aware of that? Does that not even matter to you? Oh, one day it will matter if you're without Christ. One day it will mean something if you're without Him. Make sure your heart is right with God. I believe that all of you listening to me would say Sodom and Gomorrah were terrible places. But notice what the Lord says in Matthew chapter 10. Jesus had sent out the disciples and said, if they don't receive you after you preach the word, then you leave and shake off the dust of your feet. But verse 15 says this for those who reject the word among the lost sheep of Israel. Just as many local churches that have left the word in the faith of our fathers. And there in verse 15, he says, verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Again, that is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 15. If you think preaching against homosexuality or sin in general is a bad thing, you get mad because you know somebody that's there and that's the sin in their life. That preacher should never preach on that. Let me tell you something about Jesus. The Bible says of him, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, what does he mean by light and darkness? His life being the light of men? Well, it's through Jesus Christ we get eternal light.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.